Hi, you're listening to a VMAT Helio audio boo. I was in an out-of-town DIY shop earlier today, and I had a moment of revelation. And it was this. I was standing there in the shower aisle, and I was trying to find something that we need for a new apartment we're moving to, for attaching a shower head to a wall where there isn't a thing to put the shower head on the wall. And in the process of doing this, I was sort of absent-mindedly browsing the aisles, and I suddenly became aware of the music. And it was something I'm not going to attempt to sing to you now, but it was a piano intro to perhaps one of the more famous songs in the world. And the song was Bohemian Rhapsody. And suddenly, in that moment, I was struck. And I was struck with this. I was thinking, this is one of the greater songs arguably written, albeit in a sort of pop rock operatic style, since the start of rock and roll. You know, there are people who are going to say it's probably one of the best songs. Certainly, if you like your tunes to be eclectic and just throw all sorts of different bits and pieces in, I struggle to think of anything that's been as famous and as popular as Bohemian Rhapsody. In fact, while we're on like a tangent, I remember being on with a coach load of very drunk sixth form students one time, not being drunk or sixth form at the time myself, and them doing an a cappella full rendition of the song, complete with guitar solos, and it was absolutely amazing. But that was beside the point. But it's a great, great song. And it suddenly struck me, did Freddie ever know that somewhere, you know, in the Western Balkans, the Bohemian Rhapsody was going to work wonders for people wanting to sell washers and whatnot to the DIY enthusiast? And I don't imagine that he did. I don't imagine he turned to Brian one day going, you know, I've come up with this great little piano thing, and I can hear it kind of going from this very simple kind of intro into this huge kind of rock opera thing. And it's going to do wonderful things in the retail world. That's not why the artists, the greats, the legends of the last 30, 40, 50, 60 years of rock and roll music have written their music. I'm sure of that. Now, I'm not a fan of Muzak with a Z and a K. The sort of things that you get in elevators. You know, the clip art of the music world. But somehow, today, I had something of a change of heart, and it felt to me like perhaps that is more appropriate for an out-of-town DIY store, a huge barn, you know, that has no soul. I can understand coffee bars playing rock music. I can understand small, quirky clothes boutiques, you know, playing cool alternative music. But somehow, the warehouse-sized stores that we have all over the world today, it didn't seem quite right. And so I was kind of provoked to boo. And so here is my boo, my audio boo, my very first audio boo, saying boo to shops playing inappropriate music. And today I think this DIY store in question, Bohemian Rhapsody, was inappropriate, given the context, given the song, and given what the story is like. And I don't know if you have your own inappropriate music stories, but if you have, I would love to hear them. And let's boo for inappropriate music. Thanks for listening. And I'll speak soon.